This goes to Dr. Mawari, M-A-W-A-R-I, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Ruth Kingscott, K-I-N-G-S-C-O-T-T, date of birth 5-4-1943. Dear Dr. Mawari, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Kingscott with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and a left adrenal cyst, according to the CT of the kidneys that she had at Covenant. We did do a follow-up renal ultrasound in Alma. That was done May 6th, 2025. Just a comparison. She still has that complex lesion at the superior aspect of the left kidney, which is suspected to be on the adrenal gland. We don't have the printed report yet, but as soon as we get that, we'll forward that to the Covenant Urology Group just for their records. It looks as if that area is unchanged, and possibly she'll just need annual ultrasounds or possibly CAT scan annually, depending on what the Covenant Urology people determine. She currently also had some testing done in the emergency department in Alma on May 1st. She was seen in the primary care practice office, but her blood pressure was very low, even though she really wasn't having terrible symptoms. I believe the diastolic number was in the low 40s. So she went to ER, and that was on 5-1. They also, they did blood work, and she had a elevated D-dimer level, so they did a nuclear medicine VQ study to rule out blood clots. They did ultrasounds of her lower extremities. Those were negative. No pulmonary embolism or emboli were found. She had a transthoracic echo done that showed mildly dilated atria, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, ejection fraction of about 56%, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate mitral valve regurgitation, and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. Also grade 1 diastolic dysfunction and evidence of elevated left atrial pressure. Now, she currently has no symptoms, no dyspnea, no cough, no dizziness. She does have some blurred vision at times. She's not sure if that's associated with position changes or with the fact that she recently got new glasses that don't seem to be working as well as the old glasses did. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. Her lisinopril was actually decreased from 20 milligram twice a day to 20 milligram once a day after the ER visit, and she's supposed to check blood pressure daily for the next 2 weeks, and then she'll be following up with a primary care provider for further evaluation at that point. They also checked thyroid studies, and those were done May 9th when we did our labs, and it looks like the TSH is suppressed at 0.70, and it was 0.135 when she was in the ER. So possibly the Synthroid may need to be titrated down slightly. She has no palpitations, no dyspnea, no cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No current edema. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. She's also on diazide 25 milligram daily in the morning and carvedilol 6.25 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds, and that is a 7-pound decrease over the last 4 months. And her last visit here was January 27th of this year. Blood pressure 124 over 62 and pulse is 59. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 1st, 2025. Creatinine is 1.65. Estimated GFR is 29. Calcium 8.9, sodium 135, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin was 10.8, white count 10.7, platelets 200,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. I would like her to continue getting labs monthly. 2, hypertension with recent hypotension and medication adjustments, which we agree with. She will continue to monitor her blood pressure daily for the next week, and then she'll report to the primary care provider for further instructions. She may need a dosage adjustment with her Synthroid at this point also. And she still has the cyst that's probably on the adrenal gland in the left superior kidney. So we will fax the ultrasound report once we receive that over to Covenant Urology. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Also, she asked for a referral to a renal dietitian, and that was arranged. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.